turn to the book of 1 Corinthians tonight, chapter number 16. I'm going to tell you, I enjoyed preaching at our church this morning. I appreciate the spirit of preaching that I was able to preach in this morning. And God said He chose the foolishness of preaching to save those that believe. And we'll never know till we get to glory how our lives have been affected by Bible preaching. And I'm thankful for the Word of God tonight. 1 Corinthians chapter number 16. The Bible said in verse number 9, Paul's writing now. He says, "For a great door and effectual is opened unto me, and there are many adversaries." Now, oftentimes that the door of opportunity opens, it swings on the hinges of opposition. And if you're trying to do something for the Lord tonight, remember this, it will always be a battle. We're in a battle every day of our lives as we step out into a lost and a dying world. We're battling so many times the flesh, the world, and the devil. And so here Paul says it was a great door and was effectual, was opened unto him. And then he goes on and he says, "Now if Timothy come, see that he may be with you without fear, for he worketh the work of the Lord as I also do. Let no man therefore despise him, but conduct him forth in peace, that he may come unto me, for I look for him with the brethren. As touching our brother Apollos, I greatly desired him to come unto you with the brethren. But his will was not at all to come at this time, but he will come when he shall have a convenient time. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men." It don't mean to quit, but it means to become strong. Be strong. "Let all your things be done with charity," or with love and thanksgiving. "I beseech you, brethren, you know the house of Stephanus, that it is the first fruits of Achaia, that they have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints, that you submit yourselves unto such, and to everyone that helpeth with us and laboreth. I am glad of the coming of Stephanus and Phornitus and unto Caius, for that which was lacking on your part they have supplied. For they've refreshed my spirit and yours. Therefore, acknowledge ye them that are such. The churches of Asia salute you. Aquila and Priscilla salute you much in the Lord with the church that is in their house. All the brethren greet you and greet you one another with a holy kiss. The salutation of me, Paul, with mine own hand. If any man love not the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be anathema maranatha. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. My love with you all in Christ Jesus. Amen." Thank you for standing tonight of honoring the reading of the Word of God. Father, we love you. We want to thank you, Lord, of how you've blessed the ministry. God, the doors that you've opened, I'm thankful for that tonight. God, I thank you so much for our home church, the people that's been so good. God, I pray now that you'd take the Holy Ghost and you'd let us preach tonight. God, I'm a needy preacher. I do realize that. I need help from your world tonight. Help us to be a blessing. I pray you'd touch these others. God, you'd do great things in our hearts and in our spirits tonight. In Jesus' name we pray and we ask you, amen and amen. I'm interested tonight in this text phrase in verse 15. He said that they have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints. I want to preach on the ministry of ministering this evening. On the ministry of ministering. Now you'll notice, first of all, there is a vision of ministry. Here Paul is writing and he says, "I'm going to tell you something. There are some that have addicted themselves to the ministry." Now there's something about ministry that you need to understand tonight in this Bible lesson. Now ministry comes from the Greek word diakono, which means to serve. We say now we have a ministry at Liberty Baptist Church. I want to remind you that ministry is not about ourselves, but it is about others. There's not a lot of people really interested in ministry. They love to be ministered to simply because they think too much of themselves. But I will remind you tonight that the word ministry means to serve. And here these early New Testament Christians, they had addicted themselves to the ministry. Something about addictions tonight. We know a lot about addictions and how many times that we can try things and they come out to be an addiction and they're bad for us. But I'm going to tell you, be a good addiction tonight would be the addiction of the ministry. You'll notice this about all addictions have some things in common. First of all, they had to try it one time. Some of you ought to just try ministry one time. And then secondly, and they did it more than one time, they found themselves wanting it every day. Wouldn't it be a blessing tonight if we could get involved in this thing of ministry? And we see here there is a vision of ministry. Now the Bible says this, unless there is a vision, the people perish. Thank the Lord for some people here that have the vision of ministry, that it just doesn't go in our walls, but it goes out of our walls, out into a lost and a dying world. And there's ever been a time tonight that we need to catch a hold of the vision of ministry, it is tonight. Number two, not only is there a great need of the vision of ministry, but I want you to turn in your Bibles into Matthew 25:31. And look what Jesus had to say. And let's look at the voice of ministry. Not only the vision of ministry as these disciples and early church folk, they addicted themselves, they had a vision. But now let's look at the voice of ministry. Matthew 25, a very powerful chapter in our Bible. And you'll notice in verse number 31, Jesus had something to say. He said, when the Son of Man shall come in His glory, and I'm going to tell you, He will have glory that day. And He said, and all the holy angels with Him, then shall He sitteth upon the throne of His glory. Before Him shall be gathered all nations, and He shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. He shall set the sheep on His right hand, and the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. I'm glad God's had some things in mind a long time. He said, now look, now here is simply the voice of ministry, and look what Jesus said. Underline it if you write in your Bible. He said, for I was an hungered, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. Now watch this. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee and hungered and fed thee, or thirsty and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, you've done it unto me. Now, we need to realize about this voice of ministry. And Jesus said, when you give food to the hungry, you've not only fed them, but it's a double blessing. You've done it unto Him. He said, when you give somebody a drink of water that was thirsty, He said, you've not only blessed them, but you've also done it for Him.
He said when you were in the hospital sick and you went and made that kind visit, said you didn't only go there for them, but you went there for Him. And He also said these things. He said, when you went into prison, I remember going preaching, and I announced here one morning I was going to do a prison revival. We had a visiting lady. She met me, I'll never forget, at the back door, me and Miss Renee. And this is what she said to your preacher. You mean to tell me you're going to go and preach to them kind of people? I said, ma'am, the only reason that I ain't where they are because I didn't get caught in them days. I'm thankful for the good grace of God that passes all understanding in this day and this hour. Now, I want to say that there is a vision of ministry. I sure am glad that our church has caught hold of a vision of ministry. It's not about us. Some folk are so self-centered they'll never ministry because they're spend too much time on their self. Ministry's not about you nor me, but it is about others. Now, here on this ministry of ministering, I want to go now to 1 Corinthians chapter number 16. And I want to look at this on a... No, let's go to 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 1. And I want to finish this thought on this ministry of ministering. There was the vision of ministry. The early church had addicted themselves to it. There was the voice of ministry. Jesus said, if you do it unto others, you've done it unto me. And by the way, that's just not saved people. Now, I want to say something right here before I get to this last thought, because before I want to preach from a few minutes. People will take advantage of you. So you've got to have some good common sense and balance about you. But you always remember, this is what the Holy Ghost put in my heart years ago. When I do something for somebody out of my heart and they take advantage of me, that's not my problem. I'm still going by the teaching of the Word of God, and God blesses me for those endeavors. It's not up to us if somebody mistreats us. It's up to those individuals. But now, tonight, I want you to look now at the vessels of ministry. What a powerful verse. Paul's writing to this church. He said in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 1, therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not. Now, I want you to notice just a few minutes tonight on this thing of simply the vessels of ministry. Before anybody's ever used in ministry, before churches ever really gets involved in ministry, they have to be, number one, usable. The Bible said in verse 1, therefore, seeing we have this ministry as we have received mercy, we faint not. Now, first of all, there's got to be a willingness. We have. They had a willingness. We need to realize that we have. And so we've got to be usable. Are you usable for God to use you? Now, I've noticed this, Brother Lee. I prayed years ago when God first called me in the ministry. This is what I prayed. Dear God, use me. And I've noticed if you really mean that, God will mean business with you. He'll take you up on your praying. And He'll go to using you for His honor and His glory. A lot of times we pray, God, use me, but we feel used. But I want to say tonight, on this thing of ministry of the vessels, we must be usable. Are you usable? You ought to realize that God has many different ministries in this ministry. I didn't make a list because I didn't want to not put a ministry down, but there are so many ministries here that God ministers out of. So I want to ask you this evening, are you usable? Do you want to be used? There's a place for you in the ministry at Liberty Baptist Church. I've heard this a lot. Well, preacher won't use me. Well, won't you ask God to use you? You may not get to sing every song or preach every sermon, but honey, I'll guarantee you there's a God that can use you in the ministry tonight. Now, a lot of times we think of ministry and, well, I can't preach, God can't use me. Well, you think of so many different ministries of where you can serve, of where God has put you at this evening. We have one of the greatest prophet chamber quarters in the country. It takes devoted and sacrificial families to keep these places changed out. And then you think about there's food ministry, card ministry. As you ladies gather together, and Miss Jennifer's so good to oversee that and position families and helps of serving. Let me tell you, that's ministry. When you will pray for your preacher and leadership of your church, that's ministry when you're praying to serve others by the power of prayer. It could be visiting, it could be calling. All of us have many cell phones, and if we've seen a family missing church, we ought to call, not being the FBI and stabbing them and dragging them down, but encouraging them and just letting them know, we've missed you at the ministry. We must be usable. You know, a lot of times, I think that when people, they just want to go to church, but they really don't want to get involved because it might cost them something. But let me tell you, if there's ever been a day and an hour when we need to be involved in old-time Holy Ghost ministry, it is tonight. Lost and dying world. So many good people in our ministry that need ministering too. Now I want to say that they were usable. Said, therefore, seeing we have this ministry. We see their willingness, and then I want you to see their humbleness. Ministry is necessarily not a position. It's a ministry. It goes unrecognized many times, and we need to have a humbleness about ourselves. Look, honey, folks ain't got to put your or my name in the bulletin. God's writing it down. Many no names in the Bible. The little lad brought his lunch. Jesus fed 5,000. They didn't know who his name was, but God knew who his name was. Oh, tonight they were usable. There was a willingness and there was a humbleness. But then I want to say, thirdly, there was an awareness. He said, this ministry. Our focus ought to be upon this ministry. How can I serve others and be a blessing? Oh, tonight, they were usable. Their willingness and humbleness and awareness. But secondly, not only on this thing of the vessels of ministry were they usable, but they were united. Look what the Bible says. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry. It's just not the preacher or the assistant pastor or the leadership, but we, the called out body of Christ. And I'm going to tell you something. As pastor here, it's something for years that I've always tried to focus on, that everybody could feel like they are somebody. And we need to realize this thing. We're in it together. We. Now, it's not us, and though I hear a lot of preachers, they have this mentality, and they never go very far preaching or pastoring. It's me and them. But that ain't right at all. It's us. We in this same boat together. If you go down, I go down. If I go down, guess what? You go down. And so we must realize in this oneness, this unity, as we have received. Now I want you to look where they used we so many times in this same chapter. Look in verse number 5. For we preach, not ourselves. This sermon ain't about me, it's about Jesus. Hey, preacher, you want a good text? Preach about Jesus. And then he said in verse number 7, for we have this treasure. Look in verse 8, we are troubled on every side. Look, if you would, in verse number 11, for we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake. Verse 13, we have in the same spirit of faith. Verse 16, for which cause we faint not. Verse 18, while we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Tonight, we sure do need to be usable. But we need to be united. We need each other. You know, I try to keep my sermon directly in the Bible and try to make everybody realize we don't need a preacher killing people. Killing sin's fine. But we don't need a preacher or leaders or members that's killing people or running off people. We need them being a blessing to people. And I want to say tonight that they were usable, but they were united. We see their need. Then we see they were near. They were together. I'm glad we're together tonight. I preached in a place not long ago. It was very fatiguing. It was very hard. It was the preacher and them. But I want to remind you tonight, this church will never go no place unless we're together. We need to realize that the Lord Jesus must be magnified. The Bible's got to be preached. We've got to keep our altars open. And we need to learn to encourage one another. I was sitting there in my office earlier before prayer room, and I listened to those young kids singing. You know what they was doing? They was ministering. Come through them doors, and I listened at the voice of the little ones tonight. Oh, how it touches my heart. And we need to realize, always, I want to say something on unity tonight. The devil will try to divide you, divide your home, and divide your church. And when things come forth, we must handle them in the right kind of spirit and by the Bible way. We've got to promote harmony. It's not a one-man show. It's not a one-family show. We're in this thing together.
for the cause of Christ. Now, preaching tonight on the ministry of ministering, I want to say that they were usable. They were united, but lastly, they were understanding. Look what it says in that verse. As we have this ministry, as we have received mercy and understanding. I want to say this to our church tonight as your preacher, and then I want to be done. And it's something that I've had to learn the hard way, and it's something that I want to save you some bumps and hurts about in ministry. Now, this understanding, as we have received, ministry's not always easy. As we have received. Let me tell you, you know why it's not easy? Listen. Because it's not for you, and it's not for me. When, can I just say something, and I don't know no better way than to illustrate maybe what I did yesterday a minute. When I got on my lawnmower, Brother Jerry, I've got a drive over on Dixon, and I cut that drive. It looks so pretty. I looked out, and it was a couple of neighbors. Their grass had got up, just like the Holy Ghost said, won't you go be a blessing? And I want to say that ministry is not always easy because we're not doing it for ourselves. Long as I was cutting the grass for me and Miss Renee, it's pretty easy. Got to be done. But I ain't got to cut neighbor's grass. And so a lot of time, ministry is not easy, but it sure is fulfilling. I wonder what type of ministry that you could get involved in Liberty Baptist Church. Simply not serving yourself, but serving others for the cause of Christ. Ministry's not always easy. I wish it was, but I can tell you why it's not always easy. It's simply because it's not for you. And then secondly, they had a great understanding as we have received. You ought to realize that God has given us a specific ministry here. And it's not always easy. And secondly, look what they said, but we thank not. Ministry is not always easy and it's not always enjoyable. It's not. It's just not always enjoyable. Most of the time it is, but sometimes it's not. And so you've got to realize and have a good understanding as we have. I want you to say that tonight. We have. Let's do it again, you weak. Say it again. We have. One more time. We have. And so we've got to understand that it's not always easy. It's not always enjoyable. And I want to say thirdly and lastly, it's not always effective. Now, if I quit at the first family that I tried to minister to because it didn't take hold and they're not in church today, I wouldn't have lasted long. There's many times, I'll give you one of the greatest things. I was trying to minister the Word. The other Monday night, I was there, told them in the prayer room, I preached, you asked Miss Renee, and I stood there all by myself. I didn't see nothing. But this is what I've realized. You can't always see it. And that's where the devil will beat you up and try to get you to quit because you don't see no effectiveness of your ministry. I'm glad I didn't fold my Bible up and go home because Tuesday night, glory, hallelujah, what a difference a day makes. And I want to say that ministry is not always effective.
He said that we faint not. It's conditions and it's labor involved. And you've got to realize that if you don't see nothing happen, just go do something again for the glory of God. Don't let the devil defeat you because you don't see evidence of people being grateful. Because I'm going to tell you right now, everybody's not going to be grateful. But you remember this, Jesus said, the voice of ministry, if you've done it unto them, you've done it unto me. And you know, that brings a new spark to ministry. When nobody else is appreciating you and you're cleaning and you're lifting and you're doing and you're making things better. Matter of fact, I've noticed a couple of men here on Saturday. You know what they do in their ministry? They come and serve the church. They're just picking up off the grounds. Nobody even knows about them. Matter of fact, you never would even know about it unless you pulled up and seen them. So many times ministry goes unseen and unnoticed, but I'm going to tell you what. I won't say tonight as your preacher, I'm not unthankful. I appreciate the people at Liberty Baptist Church and your heart for ministry. We have a missionary and family here tonight. Got a pastor friend on the back. A lot of times all we think about is missionaries as a ministry, but that's only one ministry. And thank God how you have caught the vision of missionaries in ministry. Getting the gospel around the world. Being servants to others. What a blessing to have a missionary family with us tonight. The things that they do and give up, that they may go and serve others. How are you serving? I've noticed this in pastoring a lot of times. If people can't be up in front, and if they can't be acknowledged, then they just don't want to do nothing. Remember, it's not about me. It's not about you. It's about others. For His honor and His glory. The Bible said, don't let your left hand know what your right hand's doing. Tonight, the ministry of ministry. And I want to brush up on a few things, Pastor, and then I'm done. As the Lord lets me see different places, you know what I'm amazed at? Something that has caught on at this church that a lot of many places it's never caught on to. Just old-fashioned kindness and friendliness. If we have a new family come and sit down in this church, every one of us ought to come by that Sunday and say, we're glad you're here today. Glad you're here. There's a couple of young men that they've been helping me after school. When I come in from revival meetings, I go out there to the farm and settle up with them. They're glad to see me on Thursday and Friday evening. They work after school. One of them came to our church, and then they both came together. And you know what that young man told me about our church last week over there at the farm? He said, Preacher, I like y'all's church. I said, that's the way Granny and them went to church. I said, well, I want to ask you something. Did you feel welcome at our church? He said, yes, people's mighty friendly to me. You know, I seen some of our young people go over and sit with them that first Sunday. Ministering, serving others, being a blessing. May God always remind us as His people, this ain't about us. It's about Him, and it's about others. And through that process, He'll bless you real good in ministry or serving. And so it takes me to my last verse. I want you to underline it. I want you to look at it tonight. And you'll find it over in the book of 1 Corinthians 15 and 58. And you need to remember this now. In this ministry of ministering. 1 Corinthians 15, 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. I'm going to tell you what, Brother Vince, I worked several days for Pepsi-Cola in vain. But Brother Lee, I've never worked for the Lord one day in vain. Thank y'all for being here tonight. Stand with us around the house.